I say hello.
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential.
Who is my name? Where's my name?
Am I speaking with Annie Tucker?
Yep.
Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or you will not probably not vote?
If I get it right, I might early vote.
I'm sorry?
If I have a way, I will. I don't have a car, I don't drive.
Do you definitely vote, probably vote 50-50, or will not vote? I'm sorry.
I will vote here.
And what is your age?
I'm 65.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number.
10.
Okay. Now, generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, and not closely.
Very closely. Very closely.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
I'm strong Democrat, yeah.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
No, I don't.
Okay. And do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm somewhat satisfied.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
They ain't better. Some of them are getting worse here.
Okay. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, border security, making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt, creating more jobs and raising wages, reducing crime, improving K-12 public school education, and combating division and racism.
It was so mean.
Yeah, you can choose up to two.
I say build insurance and keep it up on the crime some here.
Okay.
Crime issues here.
Crime issues, okay. And what was the other one? I'm sorry.
Medical.
Medical. Okay.
Because a lot of people, they can't get medical. You know, I'm just saying, it's no help. No. They saying they help, but a lot of them ain't getting help.
I understand. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Here's the first one. Democrats in Congress.
Oh, I just give them a 50 right now.
How much? I'm sorry?
50.
50, thank you. Next one, Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
I don't know Tim Scott, so I can't say nothing about him.
Okay, that's okay. Cornell West.
I don't know him either.
Okay. Donald Trump.
I don't know nothing to say about him, zero.
Kamala Harris.
I give her a 50.
Thank you. Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't know nothing about him either.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I give him a 75.
How much? I'm sorry?
75.
Okay. Thank you. And the last one, Republicans in Congress.
I don't give them nothing.
How much?
Zero.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's been a long wait off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and independent Cornell West, for whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay. Now, did you happen to see the debate between President Biden and former President Trump on Thursday night?
Yes.
Okay. A lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
I see the whole thing, yeah.
Okay. And did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
No, it didn't make me know. Because Trump wasn't no better.
Okay. Okay, and what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president?
No, I wouldn't even vote Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what do you see or hear that makes you less likely to support Joe Biden for president?
I'm not going to, I still vote for Joe Biden, still. I know people had their opinion about him, about what he wasn't doing, and about the prices of everything going up and not going down, you know, stuff like that there.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. Now, continue with the survey. We almost finished. Did what you see during the debate make you more or less likely to support Donald Trump for president? You say much less likely, right?
Yeah, I won't vote for Trump no way. Not what he gonna say about black people, no.
Okay. Now, you say because of the comments of black people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you're gonna prove that you can't be biracial, you gotta be with everybody.
I understand. Okay, now, I'd like you to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. A lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the lack of quality education opportunities, Donald Trump getting elected for president, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the stagnant wage, and rising costs.
I can't remember you said it to me. And it got a lot with black equity and the price of everything going up.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden will be better at dealing with that issue. The first one, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
I still say Joe Biden.
And it will be much better at dealing with that issue or just somewhat better?
It might be somewhat better.
Next one, growing the U.S. economy.
I still say Joe Biden.
Okay. much better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better, yeah.
Thank you. The next one, fixing the immigration system.
I don't know if neither one of them do that, but I'm going to say Joe Biden still.
Okay, and somewhat better or much better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. Next one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Just Joe Biden.
Okay. Okay. The next one, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
I'm still say Joe Biden.
Okay, somewhat better or much better?
It'll be somewhat better. I don't know if it's going to be much better, but it might be somewhat better than what it is.
Okay. Thank you. And the last one, rising crime and violence.
I'm still say Joe Biden.
Okay, somewhat better or much better?
It might be somewhat better. I don't think everything will get much better to people doing, you know, it's going to take more than just him.
Of course. Okay, thank you for your opinions. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him, or does it make no difference?
You know what? I don't even bother with that, so it don't make me no difference with that.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
Hey, you know what? I don't know if it was fair or unfair. I don't have an opinion on that one.
Okay. That's okay. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I disagree with it because I don't believe it.
And strongly disagree
with someone. No, he got this Steve on TV and said he didn't like black people. He said that in public for everybody to hear, so
And are you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I disagree strongly.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how often do you receive information about the war and politics from social media?
I don't do social media. I look at what on TV. I don't do all that online and TV, you know, all that stuff on social media and stuff like that. I don't do that. I'm just a plain me. But I film TV or newspaper, something like that, dear.
Okay. I understand. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for the statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I graduated in 2007.
Okay. Now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced?
I'm single by myself.
Now, do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
All my kids are grown on their own. I got three kids. They're all grown on their own.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I said somewhat.
Somewhat conservative or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year.
Once or twice a month.
Okay, and thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
It's both. It's all race. Nationalities on this west side. All nationalities. And we don't have no problem with none of them.
Okay, and how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
I call it, how you say?
It's rural?
It's a good neighborhood, so far.
Okay, so do you think, do you describe the area where you live as urban, suburban, or rural?
What is suburban? I call it a neighborhood. I'm from the country.
Okay, Thank you. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No, all born right here in the state of Georgia.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No, all born in the state of Georgia.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
Born in the state of Georgia.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I'm not in this like that.
All right. Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice evening. Ha, ha, ha.